At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
If he could do it,
this isn't a movie.
He believed in himself. And you can too. You can do anything that you want. Get a better job. Make more money. You could be even like rich. You could live in the White House someday. You could be president.
Me?
Do what you want to do.
I firmly believe when you give everything you got to something, right? I'm talking about blood, sweat, and tears. Everything you got to something, right? The peace in that is not the result or the reward. The peace is the fact that I gave everything I had to it because this is who I am. So now, even if it doesn't turn out the way I want it to, I didn't go to the NFL. That was a dream I had since I was 7. It didn't happen. And so if God said, ain't this your time? We done with it? All right, cool. What's next?
Whatever you do, do it 100%. When you work, work. When you laugh, laugh. When you eat, eat like it's your last meal.
Consistency, 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 man. That's the name of the game, bro.
You know what's the number one way you measure somebody that's hungry? Very simple. Their sense of urgency. That's simple. Let me explain to you why. People say, wow, you have no idea how hungry I am. Really? Yeah. What'd you do about it today? Oh, not today, but tomorrow I'm gonna, you ain't hungry, man. You just think you're hungry. You are not hungry.
Never leave the gym knowing I have 5% left. And 5% is magic. That's the magic place where very few people go. You can go there. If you fall down and drop the weight on the floor, who cares? Who cares? But if you make it, I care. I want that. I want you to fail, and I want you to get up and do it again. The same thing in life is the same thing here. If you can do this, you can do anything. Anything. But right now, you're 5% away. 5% away from being a champion.
It's 1 a.m. I'm going for my third workout. Do I want to go to the gym? Absolutely not. I'd rather, you know, lay in my house and sit in the movie theater and watch movies. But, you know, to be the best, you got to work overtime. To be the best, you got to work overtime.
The fish just don't jump in the boat. You know, meaning you better go out there and do it yourself. You know, don't wait around and wait for someone to hand deliver something. Go make it happen. You know, the fish don't just jump in the boat. If you want to go catch them, go catch them. You know, throw that line in the water and go do some work. And if it doesn't work that day, do it again the next day.
Stop playing with your life. And stop thinking and believing that because you was born in this, that you are this.
What is important is what you want to achieve.
Yeah.
What you want. You want to live a good life? Yes. I like to drink. I like to eat a burger. Okay. You're going to pay the bill in the future.
Right.
I think the most important is to find the balance. Sometimes I'm going to eat a burger or chips. Well, it doesn't matter. It's important too for your mind too. But the most important thing, it's the consistency. If you have consistency, you're going to be good in the future, or you're going to be better than other ones in the future. This is my opinion.
You better fight yourself, because you're not only winning when things are going your way. You got to figure out how to win when things aren't going your way. Mm-hmm. You got to figure out when your body's fighting you, when your mind's fighting you. How do you still, you know, just say, fuck it, I'm gonna beat my mind today? Or do you just give in to your mind and say, oh, I'm tired today, I'm lazy, I don't want to do it, it's too hard, no one else is doing it, it's a weekend, it's too late, these are already off hours, oh, exactly what I want isn't happening right now. Like, okay, great. You know who that's great for? Your competition.
If you want to achieve success, you're gonna have to pay the price. And it won't be cheap. It'll be tireless nights, long days, empty bank accounts, depressing thoughts, isolation, loneliness, tribulation, heartaches, headaches, and a lot of pain. But on the other side of pain is success. And if you understand that and you have that as the beacon in the forefront of your life, work becomes more bearable. The journey becomes more enjoyable because you understand that in due time, you will reap.
If you keep going every single day and don't stop, your competition will fall off, bro. These
ain't cut like you, bro. They ain't ready for prime time. They ain't trying to really get right. They take days off, this day off, that day off. They lazy. I'm tired. No. Grind every day, one foot in front of the other, bro. And I promise you, I'm going to be lapping these folks, bro. Give it a year. Watch what happens.
People coming home from work late at night, doing the same module every day. 9 to 5, 9 to 5, living for the weekends. 9 to 5, making a little bit of coin. A little bit of coin so they can do what they love with who they love. But the majority of their life is spent in a cubicle doing what they hate next to the motherfucker they hate too. It doesn't make any sense. As time goes on, the windows of opportunities close and they look around like, man, I just had some bad breaks in your life. You know, things didn't work out my way. Bullshit. Take some ownership. Your life is exactly what you wanted. Because every day, you've had choices to make. You're responsible and credible for every single choice.
Nothing's ever going to be given to you. Everything's going to be earned. If you don't go out there and put in the work, you don't go out and put in the effort, one, you're not going to get the results. But two, more importantly, you don't deserve it.
Be selfish. Be selfish for the next 3 years. Go get yourself strong. Go put your own oxygen mask on. Put some money in the bank. Crush your company. Be selfish with your time. Be selfish with your income. Be greedy on the amount of money you want to make. I'm telling you, be greedy, be selfish. You know why? Because if you go all in, if you stop thinking, I wish I could do more, be more, go all in and make the money. Get secure and put your oxygen mask on, and what you can do in 5 years from now, what you can do in 7 years from now, what you could do in 12 years from now is unbelievable.
You could be rich, man, but you cannot erase the work ethic part. There is no getting around. Ain't no elevator to the top. You got to take the stands. The elevator don't go to the top, man. Not in the world of success. You got to take the stands. Y'all got to start getting gritty, man.
The harder thing to do and the right thing to do are usually the same thing. Nothing that has meaning is easy. Easy doesn't enter into grown-up life.
Only thing I knew when I come home, they say, you have to do homework. You know what I said? Homework. Put that boxing tape on.
The people who are obsessed are the ones who change the world. At least change their world. Do you know the difference between champions and everyone else? Everyone always looks at them and says, what do champions have that I don't have? They have it backwards. What do champions not have that I have? It's what do they lack? And it's an off button. They just don't stop. They just never stop. They just can't stop. Everything in their life is geared towards one goal. And so finding that thing, and they approach everything in their life that way.
There are two type of champions for me. Like, there are champions who prepare themselves to win, and there are the other ones who prepare themselves to dominate. I prepare myself not to win because I know that I'm going to win. I want to win in fashion. I want to dominate. I want to maul people.
Life begins now. If it doesn't begin now, your life is fucking over.
If you're going to do it, do it. Say what you can do. Do what you say. If you can't do it, don't say you can do it. Don't over-leverage yourself. Don't over-leverage a decision and then jump in and kind of dip a toe. I think I'll try it out. No, think if you're going to try it out beforehand, but when it's time to go, dive. Finish it. Find out. Come out the other side. Don't leave it and go, if I just would have, That keeps me up at night. I think it keeps a lot of us up at night. When you half-ass something and you just don't know, whether you failed or succeeded, got what you want or didn't get what you want, finding out and looking in the mirror and going, I didn't half-ass it. I went all the way. I found out, and that ain't for me. Or I found out, and you damn right that is for me. That's a great place to get to.
Life is hard, and that's the way it's always been. It's our lot. Now, if you don't want to accept that, that's up to you, okay? But it's our lot. It's our place. And it has been for the history of mankind.
It's the moments in life, the decisions you make on a moment-to-moment basis that add up to be the guy or not the guy. Tonight, I did something, you know, that I feel more of a guy. For me, who I am, my guy. You know, repeat that over and over and over again. It's just, one, it's a better life. You feel like more confident. You have a better sense of reality. You know, the way you go about your day is in a more productive fashion. You're more goal-oriented. They all just synergetically go together into a movement, a force that's very unstoppable, man.
I want you to take it personal. And my personal question to you is, why not you? You've got the brains. You can make decisions. You can study the plan. You can change your life. You can grow immensely in the next few years. You can make your dreams come true. You can build a financial wall around your family nothing can get through. You can become healthy. You can become powerful. Why not you?
You better make sure in the next season of your life that the person who walked away from you know what they're missing. You better do something with your life. Did you look at me? You better do something so strong and so big with your life that they have to sit on the couch and say, that's the one that got by. Man, I should have just stayed in there a little bit longer. I should have been a little more patient. I should have prayed a little bit harder. Do something with your life that makes them regret turning you away and turning you over. That means getting better and not bitter.
Everything counts. Everything that you do counts. The biggest mistake that people make is they think that only what they want to count counts. No. When you read a book, when you listen to an audio program, when you go to a course, when you go to bed early and get up early and you work, it all counts. And it's all going on the plus side of your ledger. But when you watch television, waste time, hang out, fool around, and so on, all of that counts as well. And it's going on the negative side of your ledger. A person who has a great life, by the law of accumulation, is a person who's accumulated far more credits, more pluses, on the credit side than debits on the debit side. And here's an important point. If what you are doing is not moving you towards your goals, then it's probably moving you away from your goals.
Two forms of pain. Pain that breaks you and the pain that changes you. That's the pain of the change right there. That's the pain of progress. The pain that destroys you isn't the... It's later in life knowing you could have been more. And all that's left is you and the fear and tears of a possibility left that you allow to die. Own your f***ing life, guys. You have every opportunity. There's no excuse not to be the hardest motherfucking worker in the room. And all your...
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Whatever, schoolwork, the gym, your career, your relationship, your name's attached to it. It's gotta mean more than anything. That's your name, it's all you got.
The unfulfilled potential is the story of most people's lives.
It is. It is. And it could have been the story of mine. And I tell a lot of people go, what's your biggest fear in life? And my biggest fear, honestly, was, let's just play a game with me. Let's say you're God. And we have a big, long line of people. And I made it to heaven. I'm 75 years old. I'm 300 pounds. I made it to heaven. I worked for Ecolab my entire life, spraying for cockroaches. That's what I did. But I'm dead. I'm in heaven now. And you're judging us all now. So we're in line. We're all sitting there in line. You have David Goggins. I see my name and I see all this shit. God goes, hey, you say, read this, man. And I'm reading this list and I'm seeing 182 pounds, Navy SEAL, Ranger School, motivational speaker, changing lives. Okay, man, pull up record, all this shit. And I'm like, that's not me, man. And God looks at me and says, that's who you were supposed to be. And my biggest fear, I visualize some crazy shit. My biggest fear is that one day I'm going to reach a judgment of my life. Something is going to judge me what the fuck I was supposed to be in life.
Just be the best version of yourself in anything that you do. You don't have to live anybody else's story. Sometimes people make it seem like you have to have certain prerequisites or a crazy life story in order to be successful in this world. But the truth is, you really don't. It doesn't matter where you come from, what you have or don't have, what you lack, what you have too much of, but All you need to have is faith in God, an undying passion for what you do, or what you choose to do in this life, and a relentless drive and the will to do whatever it takes to be successful and whatever you put your mind to. Make sure you live in the moment and work your butt off every single day.
The harder and harder you work in here, the harder and harder it becomes to accept failure out there. Second place isn't an option anymore, guys. The more you give in here, the more you get out there. Why would you not want to give it at all? What else are you going to do? Can you come in here and kill it right now? Or stay home on the couch? You know, watching the life pass by. I know it sounds like habitual what I say all the time, but sometimes you got it ingrained in your head. What else would you be doing right now? Taking the time off? Or taking the time to get ahead? It's just, that seems so simple to me, that solution, that the choice is there. If it doesn't seem so easy to you, it's because you don't believe in yourself. You believe in yourself, you want to be in here killing it. Because it's giving you that much more of a chance, because you believe you can become that. But people that don't come in here because they're tired and stuff are people that don't believe in themselves. That's why they don't see the asset of being in the gym to grow. They see it as a waste of time. Because they don't believe they can ever get there. So therefore, why take the precautionary steps to sharpen and hone the arsenal to really go to battle? Because they don't even want to go to battle because they know they're going to lose.
What would you do if you weren't afraid? And I love thinking about that when I'm thinking about big life decisions. Like, what would I do if I weren't afraid? And it's usually like the big one, the bigger thing that I really want to do, but I'm afraid to do it. It's like, that's what I should do.
Well, you should be afraid of taking risks and pursuing something meaningful. But you should be more afraid of staying where you are if it's making you miserable. You're paying a price by sitting there being miserable. And you might say, well, the devil I know is better than the one I don't. It's like, don't be so sure of that. The clock is ticking.
Yeah,
and if you're miserable in your job now and you change nothing, in 5 years, you'll be much more miserable and you'll be a lot older.
If you play it safe, you're going to exist. You only get to live when you take risks. Ain't no living in safety. You can't be the man if you don't jump. You can't be top dog unless you fight the other dog. Ain't nobody finna give you the championship. You don't win the title without coming to the fight. You don't win the fight without training.
If you do what is easy, your life will be hard. Complain, point at your circumstances, give up your power, blame the government, blame the economy. If you do what is easy, your life will be hard. But if you do what is hard, your life will be easy.
The comfort zone is dangerous. When you're comfortable, you are at most danger. The comfort zone is somewhere you should never feel comfortable. You should be happy and dissatisfied. Anybody ever tell you, hey, look, you know what? Just be satisfied with what you got. Don't believe them. Get them away from you. You should never be satisfied with what you got. Because the attempt to get more makes you into something better. All the time. Don't let anybody tell you, hey, man, you know, you should just be happy. No!
One of the things that really motivates me, or one of my most powerful motivational frames, is thinking about the person that I want to become as the destination. And thinking like, I want to be bulletproof. I want to be bulletproof in these ways. I want to be bulletproof in my marriage. I want to be bulletproof in my business, etc. And I think about that man, whoever I want him to be. Like we said, hell is when you look at who you could have been and realize that you're not that person. And then I think, if I were to make that man, what would I put that man through to make him who he is? Like, it wouldn't be easy times. It wouldn't be quick wins. It wouldn't even be easy wins. It would be the toil and the struggle of achieving and reaching for things that are right out of grasp, that are right above my threshold, and continuing to do that to like lift the weight, to build the muscle, to break it down and do it over and over again, because like that's what creates the character traits that are the man that I want to be. And so when I'm going through those like really harder times, I like to think of like looking in my mental mirror of like, I'm making you. I'm not there yet, but I'm making you.
So I wanted to project myself forward to age 80 and say, okay, now I'm looking back on my life.
I want to have minimized the number of regrets I have. And you know, I knew that when I was 80, I was not going to regret having tried this. I was not going to regret having wanted, you know, trying to participate in this thing called the internet that I thought was going to be a really big deal. I knew that if I failed, I wouldn't regret that. But I knew the one thing I might regret is not ever having tried. And I knew that that would haunt me every day. And so when I thought about it that way, it was an incredibly easy decision.
Get older, think about things. My estimate historically, 80% of the time it ends up in the can like Johnny Sack. Or on the embalming table at Cozzarelli's. No risk, no reward.
There's two ways to see the world. Some people see the thing that they want, and some people see the thing that prevents them from getting the thing that they want.
This next 5-year window is when you don't go practical and safe. This is not the time to get the job mom wanted you to. This is the time to realize that you have a 5-year window, and it's 3 for some, it's 8 for others, but this is a 5-year window for you to attack the life that you want to win.
You have to take chances in life. If you don't take chances in life, you'll never have the life God has for you. Life is about risk. If you play it safe in life, you ain't gonna have much of a life. If you play it safe, you won't have much of a life. Life is risk. It take courage to pursue your dream. I just did it. It cost me everything, but eventually, God is very good, man, when he sees you take a leap of faith. He supplies you everything you need. Now, it's gonna cost you something. But most people are not willing to pay what it costs to go after your dream, because you're going to have to hurt a little bit.
Fear is a mile wide and an inch deep. And so it looks like this ocean that you're going to step into and drown. But as soon as you step into it, you realize it was not that deep at all, and you can keep walking through it. And I just love that visual, because a lot of times when it's like we have this anxiety around this big decision we have to make, if you actually take the step and realize that it's not death, you're not going to drown immediately. There's plenty of other steps you can take from there, even if you get a little wet.
A lot of people want to work hard for a medal, put work in, and they want to receive something for their work immediately. Good job, you worked, immediate results. That's why jobs are so popular, because you put in 5 hours work and you get 5 hours of pay. But that's always dog shit. You're always capped at a certain something. Success happens behind closed doors. Nobody will be there on the journey. It's you versus you. No one is going to save you except for you. It's on you. You have to work hard, not for a medal, but you're working hard to pay your dues. You're putting in this sweat equity so that later in life, you never have to look at the ceiling and ask, what if? It's not about the recognition. It's not about the medal. It's about you.
Believe with feeling, and this is the key, with feeling, and the more emotion you put into a belief, becomes your reality. It becomes your reality because you will always act in a manner consistent with your beliefs. As a matter of fact, your entire reality right now is simply an outward picturing of your most intensely held beliefs. If you believe something that is positive or believe something that is negative, or as Henry Ford said, if you believe you can do a thing or if you believe you cannot, you are right.
I would visualize things coming to me that I wanted or whatever. I had nothing at that time, so it was like, but it just made me feel better. It made me, at that time, all it really was for me was kind of making me feel better. I would drive home and think, well, I do have these things, and they're out there. I just don't have a hold of them yet, but they're out there. I wrote myself a check for $10 million for acting services rendered, and I gave myself 5 years, and I dated it Thanksgiving 1995, and I put it in my wallet, and I kept it there, and it deteriorated and deteriorated and stuff, and but then just before Thanksgiving 1995, I found out that I was going to make $10 million.
You have to take full responsibility for everything that you do. Why be subservient? You must be the master of your own kingdom. You've got to own that. You can't just walk into things with your eyes half open. You'll walk into things with your eyes fully open. You've got to know what you're getting into. You have to take possession of your life.
And finally, when you do find success, because you will, stay vigilant and stay humble, because you never know. Sometimes if you have success and it was a little too easy, it's hard to see at the time. I'm being a total hypocrite by saying that, because I have always, consistently throughout my life, flexed earlier than I should have, and I get humiliated for it every single time. So I'm just telling you guys, don't do the same mistake as me, because I played myself. If you do find success and it was a little too easy, you're not guaranteed to fail. You just have to stay humble and grateful for what you have.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.